Ruparel Iris redevelopment scam. Mumbai senior citizens cheated of RSC 122. Craw await justice. Mhada versus builder. Three official orders. Ignored without consequence. Police inaction. FIR delay and allegations of flat double selling Unmesh Gujarati sprouts news. Exclusive. An elderly Mumbai couple, Sunanda and Yashwant Sawant, await their rehab flat, an Rs 1.22 crore in rent from builder Amit Mahendra Ruparel for 9 years. Despite repeated orders from M. Haider, the builder has ignored directives, and police inaction has left the senior citizens without justice or recourse. Ruparel Iris redevelopment. Scam. Mumbai senior citizens await justice. Rs 1.22 crore. Rent dues. Withheld. In a shocking case of developer apathy and systemic failure, an elderly Mumbai couple faces a relentless battle for their rightful home. Sunanda Sawant, 80, and Yashwant Sawant, 84, are yet to receive possession of their promised apartment in the Ruparel Iris building, 13 years going on after its redevelopment began, with a staggering Rs 1.22 crore in pending rent dues from the builder. The ordeal began in 2013 when builder Amit Mahendra Ruparel of Ruparel Realty took over the redevelopment of Nair Mahal in Matunga, where the Sawants had invested their life savings. A permanent accommodation agreement was registered, promising a new flat and monthly rent within a 3-4 year timeline. While rent was paid initially, payments ceased entirely after 2016-17, forcing the senior citizens to relocate and deplete their savings. Mhada's orders ignored. Mahim STN police inaction exposed. The Sawant's quest for justice has reached the highest echelons of power, from the Chief Minister's office to the Prime Minister. The Maharashtra Housing and Area Development Authority, Mhada, has issued 3 direct orders against the builder, all of which have been blatantly disregarded. 1. First order. Directing the builder to provide the flat and clear dues. 2. Second order. Mandating the registration of an FIR under IPC sections 420, cheating, and 406, criminal breach of trust, for non-compliance order, March 2024. Despite these clear directives, the builder has faced 0 consequences. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, found that police delayed filing the FIR for over 3 months after receiving the order from M. Haider. Even after registration, no actionable progress has been made. Flat allegedly sold, builder enjoys impunity. Disturbingly, the flat originally allotted to the Sawants, number 11303, was allegedly sold to a third party by the builder. This serious allegation of double selling, provided by the Sawants to the police, has also been met with silence, raising questions about the builder's impunity. In a strong move on 27 May 2025, M. Haider issued third order explicitly stating that the builders should give Mrs. Sunanda Yashwant Sawant, within 7 days' time, 2 BHK flat and dues immediately, or else his no objection certificate, no C, should be revoked for failing to provide the flat and clear dues. This order was pasted on the building itself, yet the builder's NOSI remains active and construction continues unabated. Systemic failure and life threats. A deeper investigation. The case exposes a severe breakdown in the regulatory framework designed to protect tenants. Key questions remain unanswered. Why has M. Haider not enforced its own orders and revoked the builder's NOC? Why is the Mumbai police inactive on a court-directed FIR? Is there a powerful nexus protecting the builder from accountability? The Sawant's plight is not isolated. The Sprouts News investigation team has learned that hundreds of former residents of Nair Mahal face similar issues, with crores in withheld dues. The emotional and financial toll has been devastating. Mr. Sawant suffered 2 heart attacks, and the family has incurred massive debts, including 11 lakh for his angioplasty. The family has repeatedly warned of extreme steps, including suicide, if justice is not delivered. They have also alleged life threats from the builder and claimed close financial ties between Amit Ruparel and Mhada chairman Vinod Gosalkar. The final demand, justice for senior citizens. The Sawants, supported by local residents, have a clear and urgent demand. 1. Immediate criminal action against Amit Mahendra Ruparel under relevant IPC sections. 2. Blacklisting of Ruparel Realty and cancellation of all its permits. 3. Immediate payment of all pending dues and possession of their rightful home. This case is a critical test for Maharashtra's housing regulatory system. It underscores the urgent need for accountability to ensure powerful builders cannot exploit citizens, especially the most vulnerable, with absolute impunity.